Welcome back to Sound Magazine. I'm your host, Tammy Lee Demler. Joining me, if you are just tuning in now, we have Joseph, a.k.a. Joey Nicastro, who is the vice president with Against the Storm Foundation. He's also, I hate to say it, in his spare time. It's amazing that he does what he does. He's a personal injury attorney over at Ramos & Ramos. And Dick Shaner, my good friend, also secretary of the foundation and senior vice president of the Martin Group, Martin Davis in Public Relations. He's usually very behind the scenes, but today he is up front and right with us, and we are so happy to have both
of
them
here.
Out of the shadows. Love it. Talking about a really worthy cause that we don't have a lot of time before we listen to the music. So you guys set it up. Tell us a little bit more about the event, what we're going to be hearing. I'll let you both share the time.
You know what, Tammy Lee? Thank you so much. You are the hostess with the mostest. And, yep, like we've been talking about the last little bit, this is the fifth annual Rock for the Cure presented by our foundation, the Against the Storm Foundation. And the proceeds for this show this year will be to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And like we'd mentioned before, we are so very excited this year more than ever because we have one of the greatest Canadian songwriters of all time, Mr. Ron Hawkins from the legendary rock and roll punk band The Lowest of the Low, headlining the show. And my band, the Kensingtons, will be providing direct support along with the Grace Stumberg Band, and that's Saturday, January 25th, 2020, live at the Trough in downtown Buffalo. And what's kind of cool about this show, too, as we mentioned before, is Ron Hawkins has been very, very generous with our city, and he's been Buffalo's like his second home. So it's going to be another homecoming for Ron, and it's going to be his first show of 2020 in Buffalo. So be sure to not miss this one because it's going to be a banger.
I'm reading your flyer and I almost had to laugh because I thought it said he's going to be auctioned at the event. Are you kidding? He gets to go like a date or whatever? No, it's not. What's he giving away?
The band was in town on Wednesday, November 27th, the night before Thanksgiving. They typically come either Thanksgiving time or around Christmas time, and sold out show at the town ballroom. And we picked up a couple of really, really nice guitars, one electric and one acoustic. And I took them over and got all the members of the band, Lowest of the Low, to sign these guitars. So those will be available for auction the night of the event. And they are just beautiful guitars. In fact, Ron already, I think, has started the bidding on one of them. He likes the electric guitar himself.
Yeah, it's like a throwback vintage F-Holt Fender Telecaster with the vintage baby blue turquoise color.
It's so very vivid imagery.
Yeah, it is a very hot guitar, and we're kind of nervous Dick might try to take it.
But
there's a lot of people right now that are into that. And along with that, we're also going to be auctioning off a Fender acoustic. And there is a rumor right now, Three Chord Bourbon, who is a local Buffalo-based whiskey manufacturer who's partnered up with Pat Benatar's husband to launch a whiskey campaign here for Three Chord Bourbon. They may be making a Three Chord Bourbon guitar donation. So we might have three guitars on the bill that
Very
will be
cool.
auctioned off.
Well, I would not want to encourage people to just show up at the door, but if somebody just wants to come and it's that night, are there going to be tickets available at the door? If they're available.
Well,
you're probably going to sell out.
I hope not, but
yeah, we recommend,
probably,
given that we're about a week and a half out from the show, we would recommend going to Ticketmaster.com or Trough.com and get your tickets in advance because we have a suspicion here that
could be sold out.
It's going to be sold out.
Yeah. And you know what I think is really great? This is a plug for my mom. She's like, not everybody has a computer. Not everybody wants to go online. You can get these tickets at the Trough. You can go to the ticket box and buy them, right?
Right, yep.
So I think that's cool. You also said Walmart as well. People will be able to get tickets right at Walmart. Just go right there.
Yes.
Yep.
That
okay.
is
yep.
All right. Who doesn't go to Walmart for Christmas? I mean, like, I got to go there today. Got to
right.
go check it out.
Yeah.
So tell us about this song. We only have about a few minutes before we get into hearing this amazing piece. Tell us, set it up for us, Joey.
Well, you know what? It is. We're going to be playing one of Ron's classic songs, Peace and Quiet. And Dick actually has a really good tale about the story because it's actually pretty famous north of the border.
He threw that right over to you, Dick. Now you got
it. Yeah, that was perfect, wasn't it? Well, before home games for the Toronto Maple Leafs on the big board in their arena, they play this song that Ron does, and then they show highlights of Toronto Maple Leafs over the years. So it's become a very popular song for Leaf fans, who we don't necessarily love here in Buffalo, but we'll make an exception in this case for Ron and our friends, I guess, to the north.
Yeah.
So will they be playing? Will he be playing this song that night?
Well, what's kind of neat is Ron has told us put a set list together. So we're getting together, and I think we're picking a little bit from Lowest to the Low, from his solo work. He's in a couple of other bands as well, the Do Good Assassins, and also going back a few years, the Rusty Nails. So we're kind of helping to put the set list together, and I know this is one that I'm hoping will be on the list that night for sure.
And for people who may not be familiar with all these names and all of these the celebrity.
Everybody knows Ron Hawkins.
I'm just saying, like, my mom might not, but it would be a fun night to try it out. You know what I'm saying? So even if you don't know and you're not familiar, don't let that hold you back. It's really fun for a good cause. And just before we go, people can donate to you all year round. It doesn't have to be on this day. If you can't make it to this concert, don't worry. Although you're going to miss out a really cool night, but people can donate all year, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And they can go right to againstthestorm.org and there will be a link there to donate. And if we have time, Tammy Lee, I'd like to just throw a couple shout-outs to some of our corporate sponsors.
30 seconds. Go for it.
You know what? Special thanks to O'Brien and Ford, injury trial experts. They are a sponsor. The Martin Group, which is Dick's company. Also, the Andreazzi Bluestein, Bank of America, Tom Lillis, thank you. Plaintiff Support, Counsel Financial, thank you. Am I missing anybody? Precision Lien Resolution, thank you.
That's okay. You'll catch up at some other point.
If we
they'll
forgot
let you
anybody,
know.
We apologize. Yes. We thank you.
MVP. Thank you, MVP.
Excellent. But in your website, before we go to the song, real quick.
Is www.againstthestorm.org. That's againstthestorm.org.
Okay, thanks. Here we go. Listen to it.
Hey there, tragic one. I saw your ghost in Kensington. The sly sentry of the alleyway, a wounded soldier from the bad old days, and it took me somewhere I haven't been for years and years. Old appetites like souvenirs. I turned around, you disappeared into a street steeped in silence by the sweet peace and quiet. The lights never go down, the thousand shooting stars in Chinatown reflected in your eyes, electric blue. The kiss lingers like a deja vu. But all the lovers crash and echo under the overpass. They lie pinned beneath their memories. A million colors.
just like a rumor now. A conversation that I overheard, the frail echo of a foreign word. And is it funny or sad? Sometimes we just walk away.
Thank you for listening to Sound Magazine. This station serves the public interest as a public trustee. Any charitable or non-for-profit organization looking to help people in this area of Western New York is certainly welcome to come on the program here. And to do so, you would call me, Carl Russo, at 888-9777 in the 716 area code, 716-888-9777, and we'll work out getting you on a segment of Sound Magazine. If you wish to send any correspondence in the mail, the address is Sound Magazine, 50 James E. Casey Drive, Buffalo, 14206. That address, once again, is 50 James E. Casey Drive, Buffalo, New York, 14206. Send it to Sound Magazine, and we'll certainly do our best to accommodate anybody we can. Thank you for listening.